Time now to have a chat to Alex Ray, who's got his team engaged over the next few days, and he's got some nice chances, and the team's been in very good form as well. How are you this morning, Alex?
Very well, Michael. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, be honest, how long did it take you to get over Chief Altony's run last start at Flemington?
I got over it pretty quick. I brought him home. He pulled up really well, and, you know, some things don't go your way, and sometimes they do, but as long as I had a horse at the end of the day, I was pretty happy.
You could see it unfolding from a long way out at Flemington, where Mark Zara, through no fault of his own, was just in such an awkward position.
Yeah, I know. It was frustrating. I mean, as you said, it looked ugly, you know, as soon as they went a half mile. But anyway, that's horse racing. There's not much we can do about it. And as I said, the horse has pulled up really well, and we'll butter up again.
Well, he's got a horse. He's a horse with a lot of ability. Looks like we're probably going to get a bit more of a rain-affected track than what we did at Flemington last start. Do you think that could be in his favour as well?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he's quite effective on top of the ground, but I don't think there's any doubt on the back of his win at Ballarat that he probably goes to another level on soft ground, and also it probably takes out a few of the opposition runners. So. You know, either way, it doesn't bother me. I'm just hoping he can get a run. At this stage, it's looking quite unlikely, I'd say.
Well, that's the other question, Mark. Have you heard any rumours or any mail whether he will sneak into the field?
No, I haven't heard anything, but look, to be completely honest, I'd suggest it's unlikely. There's a couple of options. Next Wednesday at Sandown, and I had the horse nominated up in Sydney, but with the, you know, COVID going the way it's going and not allowed to send staff, I just wasn't prepared to run the horse interstate this weekend.
All right, so fingers crossed you do get a run on Saturday. If he does, he obviously think he's going to be pretty hard to beat, but if he doesn't, he'd have to be a good thing heading to Sandown next midweek, wouldn't he?
Yeah, look, he'll be coming back in grade. It's a benchmark 70, but, you know, there's no real negative coming back to Sandown, because if he does get the chocolate there, they'll put him up his, you know, respective rating points, and then, you know, we won't be struggling to get runs as much. Unfortunately, you know, it's very competitive this time of year. People want to run on Saturdays, and being a 72 rater, he's just a little bit vulnerable on the lower end of the scale.
All right, well, if we can't get him on Saturday, we'll wait till next midweek for Chief Altony. You've got a nice chance today. Suka Palace, who is a lightly raced galloper, goes around at Maui today. He's shown he can handle wet conditions, or this mare, I should say. How much upside do you think she's got?
I've always had a really big opinion of her. I think she's without a doubt a city-class horse, you know, but she's going to have to get to a mile and a quarter and potentially beyond to get to that level, I'd say. My concern today is that she was in it Ballarat a couple of weeks ago. I had her in a class one at a mile, so I was a little bit soft on her going into that, trying to freshen her up coming back in trip. And then, you know, then it's another fortnight on from that. So she may be a little bit soft late, but all that means is we'll ride her conservatively, and she'll be finishing off hard, so she'll need the brakes.
All right, but she's a horse to follow. And are you going to run Port Royal tomorrow?
Yeah, he just cannot draw a gate, but, you know, I've been itching to get him up to 2,000 metres. I'm hoping that's where he'll go to another level. I ran him three starts ago at Cranbourne, and he was a little bit keen. I had blinkers on him. There was a few little mistakes made, and, you know, he really needs to get some cover and switch off and finish off. So we got Matthew Allen on tomorrow. He's an experienced rider. He knows the horse well, and hopefully we can just go back and run on. And, you know, I don't think there's any doubt he's up to that grade. So I'm just hoping he can get a little bit of luck from the barrier.
How many horses you got in work at the moment, Alex?
We got 18 horses in work at the moment, which is a really nice number, and a couple of nice young ones coming through the system. So, you know, everyone's working really hard and obviously having a pretty nice run at the moment. So we're just crossing our fingers it can continue.
Yeah, they're going really well. Well, it could be a big few days, mate. Best of luck, especially getting a run on Saturday and today also. Fingers crossed it all pans out well.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thanks, Michael.
Alexander Ray joining us there from Alexander Ray. Let's have a chat to Jim Conlon, who's got Pinion in action at Caulfield on Saturday. How are you, Jim?
Very good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Good to see you and Pinion back in action. And, oh, well, she's an honest mare, but with her racing style, it's a little bit of heart in your mouth. But she's so consistent. She always tries her best.
Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, you wouldn't want to be backing her. I think she's Well, she's won four of about 24 or 25 starts, but I would think that she's been in the placings, you know, a vast majority of her starts. So maybe that's the answer. You're just back at the place.
She's obviously going well, though.
Yeah, look, she's going very well. You never get an indication until you get to the races with her. I galloped her last piece of serious work was today week, and she worked with a horse called Miss Keeler, who was beaten in a maiden at Pakenham on Tuesday, ran second in a maiden at Pakenham, and Miss Keeler beat Pinion by about six lengths in the gallop. But that is Pinion just being Pinion. She just, you know, does what she wants.
You didn't back Miss Keeler on that track work, did you?
I had something to place.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, but it wasn't an indication of how well Miss Keeler was going. It's just Miss Keeler worked like a maidener, and Pinion worked like a sub-maidener. But that's what she does. She just does what she wants in her track work.
Have you had many horses that do that? Is that the sign of an intelligent horse that knows, I don't really have to try today?
Well, look, she's the worst that I've ever had as far as track work. She was actually declared non-competitive, which is the only horse I've ever had declared non-competitive by the stewards before she started racing, based on her trials without blinkers. So she just, you know, doesn't want to do it, and... I don't force her, and I never put blinkers on her in her track work, so that I don't want to lose the effect that blinkers have on a race day. No, she's as bad as you get as far as track work, but that's okay. She's very well and she's healthy and saves herself for race day.
Drawing out a little bit, could that be an advantage, do you think, with that one turn down the 1100?
Yeah, look, that's fine for her. You know, she's going to do whatever she wants, really, and she'll be, you know, probably tracking him three deep and then have the last crack at him.
Yeah, how many have you got at the moment?
Determines what happens in a race. Mm. Yeah.
How many have you got at the moment now, Jim?
I've got six, which is two more than what I really like to have, but... There's a couple of nice horses there, and it's going along nicely at the moment.
Who outside of her do you think's you're the horse that you're most excited about?
I actually quite like that horse that ran in the maiden, that ran second, having her second start, Miss Keeler. I reckon when she gets out to 10 furlongs, she's going to be a pretty nice filly. Madame Bolly, she's won her last couple. She's sort of coming along nicely, starting to get her act together. And I'm actually trialling, I'm at Pakenham at the moment, and I'm trialling two of them here today, and both these I don't mind. So, look, there's no world beaters amongst them, but they're nice horses.
Well, hopefully you get a Caulfield win. You've had a good few wins back in the day. Miss Penny Money, I remember, winning some nice races at Caulfield. So it'd be nice to have another Saturday win at Caulfield.
Well, Miss Penny Money is Pinion's grandmother.
Oh, there you go.
That's how old I'm getting. But
Hey, good on you, Jim. Good luck on Saturday.
See you, Michael.